This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving all of Boston and all of the world, WMFO.org. I am Ryan D. And this is a brand new edition of the Music Savage Show. How are you, my friends? Here you are. Friday morning, it's almost the weekend, you made it. You're here with me. And a very special guest, who I'm going to see if his microphone works right now.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Is it Steve B and Ryan D?
It is Steve. That sounds like a sitcom for me.
Steve B and Ryan D. A very special guest. As you can hear, it's Steve. We are going to be playing some of our favorite songs of 2022. I'm imagining it was just hard for you to kind of find a few songs to play and leave out some, but also knowing that this is just a few. And we didn't mean to leave any songs out.
No, absolutely not. And really, what I was trying to do with this list for us to listen to today was to bring attention to songs that albums may not be on the best of list, or my best of list anyway.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Doesn't mean that the albums aren't great. Some of the songs that we'll play are definitely going to be on my list, but just there often seems to be songs that you hear and you're like, that's an awesome song, and they kind of get lost. Mm-hmm. And they definitely don't get mentioned at the end of the year. And
I think 100%.
It's fun to bring some attention to it.
Yes, and this was all Steve's idea, and I dig it the most. And you have a very fine radio voice, my friend.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, let's get into it. Well, in a moment, as you know, that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be playing some songs from albums out this year and songs and singles that we love. And what else we got in store? Well, we're going to be chatting about these songs. Thanks for being out there wherever you are, whenever you are listening. It means the world to me that you support this station and you support independent radio and this show. Call your parents, tell your neighbors, gather on the speakers and turn them up. Grab your beverage of choice. It is time for 2 hours of music-filled fun. You can't escape. We're right there with you. We're going to kick it off with one of my selections. Now, this band, we love this band, and we were going back and forth on who was going to put it in their list. And he so graciously let me take this one. We're talking about Boston rock and rollers GA20, who released a wonderful album, their third album called Crackdown, and this is one of my favorite songs on the trio's album. Again, it's called Crackdown, and this one is called Easy on the Eyes, kicking off the favorite songs of Ryan D and Steve B, Music Savage Show, the special edition. Away we go.
Oh, earth anchor just might be betting on a throne fight between a man and a mannequin just lost to a banana skin. If I was busy every Sunday, then I wouldn't feel so mundane. Feeling good seems sort of finite, kinda like I'm racing to a red light. Internet ideas are stolen. It took a mole from Joe Rogan. Lordy, what a time to be alive. There ain't no honey in a haunted hive. Well, we shot for the moon first. Tesla cars on Mars are bust. Elon got the hiss in hindsight, kinda like he was racing to a red light. Notions dismantled. I got to roll Gatling gun. I'm itching to try, but there's a tattletale at the turnpike. He's kinda like racing to a red light.
making ends meet, earning my blue collar, rolling dimes, working overtime, got a few extra dollars. It's been so long since put tied one on, been a minute since you left your hair down. I'll work no play, not today, let's take it on up to uptown.
That is set number one of our favorite songs of 2022. As we were talking when the show started, it was kind of difficult to put these lists together. Steve and I are going back and forth for a little while, talking about the songs we were thinking about playing and realizing it's hard for people like who love music as much as we do to actually put lists together like this because we're so worried about what the other songs think. what would this, is this song gonna be mad at me if I forget it? I mean, that's silly, but that's how I think.
Yeah,
that's how
you think too. Yeah, absolutely.
You just heard Paul Coffin, High Heels, which is one of my favorite songs of the year. When I'm putting on my shoes to go to work in the morning, I sing, putting on my high heels. Oh.
Do you actually put on high heels?
No, though I do look fabulous.
Of course.
I mean, I really do. It's the second single off the Texas musician's latest album. It's called Country Coming Down. It was released back in April. 30 Tigers. And I just saw him at the Sinclair. Was it last year? Was it the year before? Anyway, he puts on a great show. Up ahead of that was one of Steve's picks.
Yeah, that was Scott McMicken and the Ever Expanding. So most people will know Scott from Dr. Dog, mm-hmm. the band Dr. Dog, you know, decades of awesome music. From what I've heard, there is no announced album yet. I'm sure there are plans for it, but it's a great collection of musicians who haven't really played together before. So it's I think I just love the vibe of that tune.
Yeah, and I love the fact that he's doing something else and there wasn't really a Dr. Dog vibe about it.
No.
Which is really awesome. When you can take yourself out of the band that you're so well known for and give yourself another sound. Yeah. That was a great pick. Sunny War up ahead of that was one of mine. No Reason. Sunny War, she just signed to New West Records. It's about damn time she's getting recognized and heading on up. Yeah, I played you a song called No Reason. That's the lead single from her label debut for New West. It's called Anarchist Gospel, and it comes out next February. And then, Steve, your song was up before that.
Yeah, right before Sunny War was Early James, which is a band that I kind of fell in love with a few years ago at Newport. There's something about the drawl and the growl and the clever lyrics and the fantastic music. And you're gonna probably see a theme or figure out a theme in some of the songs that I picked. And that's Dan Arabak has touched a lot of this stuff. So they're on Easy Eye Sound. And it's just, I just can't get enough of that guy. Just the lyrics are so clever and it hits me right in the groove spot.
Yeah. We need to be hitting the groove spot more these days. You heard Racing to a Red Light, and that was a lead track, and there was a third single that he selected. And again, that's off of the Easy Eye Sound, Dan Auerbach label, and the album's called Strange Time to Be Alive. And we kicked off the set as well as a show at GA20, Easy on the Eyes, off the Boston Trio's third studio album, Crackdown, out now via Karma Chief and Coal Mine Records. And Steve and I are going back and forth about who is going to take the GA20 song and which song was it going to be, because we do love this band. So we had to pick one, and I won out that rather fun argument. Or maybe you just said
I would have chosen Dry Run.
And I was thinking about it, but I played Easy on the Eyes on this. Basically, I just looked back to see how many times I played this one song, which means I love it a lot.
Yeah.
So I had to choose it. The next song on the Best of 2020, for now, you know, our favorites of 2020, 2022 is yours. So you have the next song. So tell us about this one.
So this is from a band, air quotes, called Mondo Cosmo. And really, that's this guy, Josh Ostrander. And he's used to have a record deal, and he didn't like the way it was going, and he got mad one day and he punched through a window in the studio.
That's how you do it.
Catastrophic, blood everywhere.
Wow, yeah.
And like, that was his changing point. He completely changed the way the music sounds. He completely changed direction. And so this song is called Meant for Living, and it's off of this is For the Barbarians, which was released this past April.
Excellent choice. Favorite songs of 2022 with Ryan D and Steve B.
Pay your taxes, send your faxes, wash your hands and mend your fences. Conversations, limitations, speculation at the station. Pay to Caesar what is Caesar's. All the meat inside your freezer. I've been waving to the neighbors, I've been looking for the answers. Say a prayer for mama's wares, and here's the hoping that you get out alive. Jesus, brush your teeth and take your meetings. Revelation, conversation, memories and masturbation. Tell the Reaper to come meet us in the Library of Congress. I'll be sitting with your Hannah, we'll be smoking marijuana. Say a prayer for mama's wares, and he's hoping that you get out alive. Simply dreams of modern men in stretched jeans. Tell your lover that you love her. Hold a hand when you discover that dreams are meant for dreaming and life is meant for living. Say a prayer for mama's wares, and here's the hope that you get out alive. Say a prayer for mama's wares, and here's the hope that you get out alive. Shoes and be a liar. Memories of simple things and pretty girls and magazines. Any fool can speak the truth. When you're screaming from a roof, I'll be pushing through the mire. 'Cause God knows the trier. Say a prayer for mama's wares, and here's the hoping that you get out alive. Yeah. Say a prayer for mama's wares, and here's the hoping that you get out alive. You get out alive.
Give me the goo, straight into my hard drive.
Sue is watching me from her window. Oh, mama, did you tell Sue I'm a millionaire now, baby, trading that crypto?
Okay.
Give me the gold. Give me that
fire.
Give me that gold.
Give me that fire.
Hot. Crying on a stranger is so very soothing. Outside my school, my teacher took me 2 months time and told me I was high left and cool neoliberal. Don't be afraid to make money, boy. Don't be afraid to make money, boy. Watch your chatter. Clearly, mom's told to kneel with the Audi. The next morning, he shouts from his door. Don't be afraid to make money, boy. Don't be afraid to make money, boy.
Told me, she said the devils, they didn't want me, and they left me behind for her to hold. And she said no one could see me, I was invisible to everybody, and we would have revenge for what they stole. She said fire was how we'd make them pay. As I ran across the fields, she would scream,
light it up, son. Light it up, son. Light it up.
The matches, I would burn that shit down to ashes, and I would crawl out of the flames back into her arms. And she was right, no one could see me. I was her ghost, I was her banshee. And in our wake, we watched Montana burn. Somehow they figured out that it was her. But it only made us run faster.
Light it up, son. Light it up, son. Light it up. Whoa.
Of the chase, she decided that we would make our peace. See, I'd been born dead, and she was jealous the whole time. So she tied us both to the stairwell, made me light one last farewell. I could still hear her crying through the flames. And when the hell enough police arrived at the scene, they must have burned away my invisibility. They pulled me out, not a scratch they couldn't believe. Just a loose rope wrapped around me, not tied to anything. Light it up, son.
Maybe it wasn't right. and the sun don't rise, but I'd be okay if it was my last day on earth. If it was my last day, if it was my last day on earth, I wouldn't be in church. I'm sorry, God, but it's my last day in this universe. I need to see birds and buzzing bees, green grass, evergreen trees. I'm seeing people who have been mean to me, and why would I waste my time? All my favorite people need teary-eyed goodbyes. Talk, laugh, hug, and give a bunch of hard high fives. I did my best, man. I gave this thing a good shot.
If it was my last day on earth, if it was my last day, if it was my last day on earth, if it was my last day, if I close my eyes and the sun don't rise, would I be okay? If it was my last day on earth, if it was my last day.
Wait, it's telling me I got 24 of these 60-minute things left. Damn, I ain't get to be a billionaire yet. Fly around first class, private jet flex. Use a black Amex, get up out the duplexes. Buy a Lexus, take a road trip to a spaceship. And I'ma get on, bounce up in the sky and I'ma get gone. Gave up too much just to see one more dawn.
If it was my last day on earth, if it was my last day, if it was my last day on earth, if it was my last day, if I close my eyes and the sun don't rise, will I be okay? If it was my last day on earth, if it was my last day.
That song is quite a jam, and that was your pick, Mr. Steve. Tell us about what we just heard
That was Last Day on Earth by Ty Verdes. It's just an awesome single from the beginning of the year, and it appears on his album HDTV, which just came out in September. Mm-hmm. And little known fact, or maybe it's not little known, but he actually played basketball here at Babson.
What?
So he's a somewhat of a local product, and it's just great to hear him making that transition. It's quality stuff, and I love that.
Yeah, that song is so good. It's that kind of song that connects right instantly, because we're all going to have a last day, right? You never know. We're going to wake up, and that could be it. Are you living your best day? And I can tell you right now, I am living my best day right now.
This
being
morning.
Here with having you in this booth. We're doing the back and forth best of 2022. Well, our favorites of 2022. And I was worried about how the other songs would feel, and I heard from them, and the other songs that we love, they don't mind. They don't mind that we're skipping
you. Text.
Oh, yeah, they're fine with it. They know that we still love
FaceTime.
Them.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
So up ahead of that one was my pick for Alice Merton, Blindside. It's off the Berlin-based musician's sophomore album. It's called Sides. That came out on June 17th on Mom and Pop Records. And then up ahead of that was a favorite of both of ours.
Yeah,
and
sure.
He had to make it on this list.
Yeah.
She's wonderful.
That was Helena by John Craigie. And I think probably my favorite quote about John Craigie is he's the love child of John Prine and Mitch Hedberg with a vagabond troubadour edge.
That's such a good quote.
It's pretty accurate. Like, if you've never seen John Craigie perform, you should.
Yeah, he does.
It's amazing.
He definitely has that Mitch Hedberg kind of thing. Expect him to talk about like getting a donut and getting a receipt.
And the music is top notch as well.
Yeah, he's fantastic. What a great song, Helena. And that was off of Mermaid Salt. That was released this past April. Up ahead of that was one of my picks was Alt J, Hard Drive Gold, which is just such a good song. Whenever I hear it, it gets stuck in my head, so that means it's going to be stuck in my head for the rest of the day. And that's off the British band's fourth album, The Dream, which came out in February. And then we kicked off the set with Steve's pick from Mondo Cosmo.
Yep. Yeah, and that was, it's called Meant for Living. Sorry, I'm with a little brain stall on that one.
It happens all the time.
But that's one that just continually comes up for play. Like in my kitchen, kids are singing it. Like, it's just, I love the groove. I love the energy behind Mondo Cosmo, and I can't wait to hear more from him.
And that's the kind of idea behind this, right? A lot of these songs, especially what we're playing here, and that song that you had just played by Ty Verdes, just the vibe. It's the kind of thing you imagine listening to, like in the kitchen, just hanging out, making dinner, hanging out with your friends. That's the kind of what we're going for here, right? These are the songs that when we play them or when we hear them, we just just love them again and again and again, and you can't not hear it and be happy.
Yeah, and I think a lot of these songs have a great energy, which hopefully helps.
I know.
Anyone who's listening, looking out the window, it's
a miserable day in Boston. Yeah. But it doesn't matter because it's full of sunshine in this booth, that's for sure. We're going to get back into it with my pick here. And this song just came out recently. It came out this fall, and I can't stop with this. This album is great, but this song, you've heard it here on Music Savage Show. What are you doing with that microphone?
Moving it.
Yeah, I can hear it. I play this song here. You've heard it. I dance around to it. It's one of my favorites. It's Tegan and Sarah. I Can't Grow Up, Best of 2022 with Ryan D and Steve B.
Tomorrow, I miss your touch on nights when I'm hollow. I know you crossed the bridge that I can't follow. Since the love that you left is all that I give, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I more time, but time can't be borrowed. And I'd leave it all behind if I could follow. But the love that you left me is all that I give. So I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life.
Drive to school.
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Don't mind
It is our favorite songs. Well, some of our favorite songs of 2022. We are going back and forth playing songs. You can move it. Don't be scared to move it just because I yelled at you last time.
Reprimanded.
Yes, sir. Mitch Davis right there with Let It Die. And that single is off the Canadian musician's debut album, The Haunt, which came out April 29th on Arbutus Records. And up after that, you heard a Steve B selection.
Yeah, that
what
was
you hear?
Consolation prize by yet another fantastic Canadian musician. We got some good imports.
We do, yes.
His name is Ken Yates. He actually went to Berkeley. And he's been, you know, lauded in his country, but is still somewhat unknown here in the United States. And that song is off his fourth album named Cerulean, and that's also a duet with Katie Pruitt.
Who we love.
We love
Katie Pruitt. That was a great choice, and I had only heard that song once or twice.